life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have an inspiring message on rising to meet the challenge when life gets hard. Enjoy.
What do you do when you fail? You know, recently we reviewed that U.S. Army field manual. And it says in that manual, other than death, all failure is psychological. Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that. Just think about that. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will. But it does mean that as long as you don't surrender, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, then you haven't failed. It just means you've made a temporary tactical retreat. It means you've made a brief withdrawal so that you can regroup and reattack. So, as far as I'm concerned, if you get beat, unless you're dead, you are not defeated. And you have not failed. What you've done is you've learned. You've gained experience. And you're still alive. And you have memories to make. So get up and go get after it.
If you constantly remind yourself, after every defeat, after every setback, every time you get knocked down, I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. See, a lot of people, because of failure, they stop believing. Let me share something with you. You will fail your way to success.
To know that your life is not over and the game does not stop just because you bruised your arm or you skinned your knee, to feel pain and rise up anyway and say, the fight is not lost just because I fell in the first round. The game is not lost just because I got tackled or ran into an opposition. And many of you have run into something, got some bruises and some cuts, and you're sitting on the sidelines nursing your wounds when you need to get back up again and get in the game.
Just because you failed doesn't make you a failure. And when life hits you, you just got to keep licking. You got to keep going. Just don't quit, all right?
Failure is a part of the learning process, right? What's the risk of failure? What, you'll be embarrassed? Failure implies that it stopped, that the game stops, right? If it's part of you're failing and then you learn, then that learning is part of the moving forward, right? So that is what the process is like. Fail, learn, move forward, and constantly do that, because you're cutting edge. You're going where people haven't been before.
To get past it, you gotta go through it. You can't go around your failure. You can't go over your failure. You can't go under your failure. You need to grieve the failure. Grief is the way we get through the failure, and grief is the way we learn the lessons.
Success is merely the hangover of failure. And that failure is an essential ingredient in creating a learning atmosphere for you. so that you can accrue those learnings, those small incremental steps of failure, and collect enough learning so that you can arrive at success. You're going to fail, and that's okay, because you know what? You know down deep inside of all of you, that's how you learn.
The person who's standing at the end with their hand raised isn't the person with all the genetics. It isn't the person with the most potential. It's the person that has the greatest perseverance, that's always willing to get up. The difference between a champion and a loser is that they both fail. It's that the loser allows the failure to stand for life. With a champion, even though he gets knocked on his ass, finds the fortitude to stand back up, reface that endeavor until it becomes his favor, until he wins. That's the difference. Champions get back up and do it again. If you win success right off the bat, you don't learn anything. Your real truth in learning is a failure. And when you go after an endeavor and you fall on your ass and you fail, and then you get back up and you reface it, and then you become successful, that's some sweet victory right there. So all these things in life, even the failures, create who you are today. So therefore you can apply what you've learned in the past to make the best judgment in the future course of action. And it doesn't matter if you win or lose it. It really doesn't. It just matters if you apply and you go for it, When you go out there and you try it yourself and you fall flat in your face, that's where you learn it the most. Because the next time when you fall, you learn to catch yourself. And that's a lesson you never forget.
We all get knocked down in every aspect of life.
Life will knock us down. But we can choose whether or not to get back up.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.